Tahrir, Murabba, Jos Ibn Na'im, or Tahrir Square, Part 2. In February of this year, I cautioned that the Egyptian rebellion in Tahrir Square in central Cairo and the removal of Hosni Mubarak from power was but a beginning, not an end, for democracies cannot exist under military rule. There can be one or the other, but not both. That lesson is being learned today as soldiers smash into protesters with blackjacks, kicks, punches, and open fire. Several dozen Tahrir demonstrators have died in the past week. So much for democracy. From Mubarak's fall, the military assumed the reins of power, and power can be an addictive delicacy. Once tasted, they don't want to give it up. They now are unleashing violence against the people they claim to represent. Violence, the state's attempt to cow the people back into submission. What is remarkable is the silence from the West. You know, the same folks who rained fire on Libya because the late Colonel Muammar al-Gaddafi threatened to kill his people. Could it be because the U.S. funds the Egyptian military and is as content in using it against Egyptians as it was when the Saudi military beat down the protesters in Bahrain? Egyptian blood once again flows into Tahrir Square. This time, only the leaders are different. And a military dictatorship is trying to consolidate power right before our eyes, using the blood of its people as mortar. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.